It's the Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels. Improv week. Here we go. This is when I find out about the stories as I talk about them. So an exciting time will be had for all. Don't know if this will be a full week, but I'm certain that next week will be nothing from me. So maybe I'll post past episodes, past interviews, and brilliant commentary as always. So, you know, they are now, particularly Fox News, they're trying to float their choice for VP for Donald Trump. So when we see these kinds of headlines coming out of mainstream media organizations, what this tells you is that the board of directors on these news agencies, they are obviously biased. So when an organization like Fox News comes out and says, oh, well, Ted Cruz could be Trump's VP. Oh, if it's not Ted Cruz, then maybe Vivek Ramaswamy. No, no, no. Trump came out and said, no, it's not going to be him, but he may have a cabinet post. Then, oh, Fox says Kevin McCarthy. Why would Donald Trump ever nominate somebody like Kevin McCarthy, who essentially hoodwinked us by saying, oh, yes, we're going to release all of the January 6th tapes. No problem. We're going to go after Biden. We're not going to make any deals with Democrats unless Americans get their just desserts and everybody is taken care of. Kevin McCarthy is a fraud and a phony. And by the way, since what they've done to Kevin McCarthy, which is basically a vote of no confidence and kicked him out, how come they haven't done this same thing to the new guy? Because the new guy is just about to create a brand spanking new budget for the fiscal year, and it's going to be a cave-in for the Democrats. But that's okay. They just didn't want Kevin McCarthy in there. So Mr. Getz has some answering to do about that, because he seems to be taking orders from somebody else in this instance. And then you've got these bizarre justices out there talking about the First Amendment. So in other words, free speech. You had Justice Jumanji Brown Jackson up there talking about, well, the First Amendment is hamstringing the government when it comes to censoring speech on social media. The First Amendment is there because it is meant to push back against the government. It's meant to hamstring the government's power on purpose so that people can actually say what they want, no matter what it could be. How about something like the COVID vaccines don't work? Or maybe the election in 2020 was stolen. The First Amendment is there so that I can say those things, and I don't have somebody from the FBI or the CIA or some stooge from the Biden administration knocking at my door demanding answers as to why I said such things. So this justice needs to be, I don't know what. I would say kicked off the bench, but you can't really do that. Can you really impeach a Supreme Court justice? I'm not sure. I don't think you can. But they need to make sure that people like her do not ever approach the bench ever again. You can't have this kind of dangerous rhetoric and dangerous opinion, unthinking opinion, by the way, because anybody that reads the law or reads the Constitution should know that you shouldn't be able to do something like this, like she's suggesting, by saying, well, the First Amendment is there, but it's really up to the government as to what freedom of speech really is defined as. No. No, no, not now, not ever. This idiot needs to go. And that's part of this fascist international that we're being forced to deal with. And when I say that, I don't mean that lightly. And I do mean it seriously, because all countries across the globe, particularly in the West, are suffering from this same kind of jackbooted nonsense. I mean, just look at what happened in Brazil with former President Bolsonaro. You know, he was the Trump of Brazil and all this. He is supposed to be arrested because he lied about taking the COVID-19 shots in Brazil. Can you believe that? So basically, he came out and he said, oh, yeah, I got the vaccine, and here's my medical card that says I did. But it turned out he never did. I mean, he should have done what many other politicians were doing and taking the saline shot and then saying, well, I didn't know. I got it. They did that on purpose. This upcoming May is going to be very, very important because this is when the World Health Organization tries to create this new vaccine infrastructure bill, which basically cedes all power for all sovereign nations that sign up for it to the World Health Organization and ultimately Bill Gates through Gavi, G-A-V-I, which determines which vaccines should be shoved into people's arms across the planet. This is a massive fascist takeover. I wouldn't even say it's communist, because with fascism, you're basically looking at big industry taking over the policy, big industry taking over the governments. This is what we're looking at here, and it's going to encompass billions of people if they succeed in this, and the World Health Organization will be able to declare a pandemic, will be able to quote-unquote recommend alternatives like shots and gene therapy to natural cures, and will be allowed to force these nations to abide by its policies. If this isn't draconian and fascist, I don't know what is. So this kind of rhetoric and behavior is all across the planet. We're seeing it everywhere. Look at Scotland. Scotland is about to pass some ridiculous law that says if you post anything on the internet, on any social media platform, or even repost it, so somebody else said something and you pass it along, then you could be in big trouble for hate speech. Now, who defines hate speech? Why? It's the government, of course. And the government can say, well, you said something icky about the COVID vaccine. You said something icky about, name something. And we're going to start knocking at your door and finding you and, just making your life miserable. This is fascism. This is some bizarre push for a draconian world. And this push was at 2030, but now they're starting to float this 2050 timeline. So look for those little hints, too, about what they want to do. Look at the World Economic Forum, the United Nations, and all this. But the goal here is to completely clamp down on human society, whether that's coming from a health angle or a rhetoric angle, freedom of speech, you name it. You think you're free now? It's not going to be that way, and we need to wake up ASAP. We need to put down all of this divided nonsense. Because, I hate this person because, they're of their race, gender, sexual identity. It's all nonsense. It's all nonsense meant to divide so that they create the chaos between us and they ultimately take the control behind the scenes. That's why this is important. And the wars are coming. The wars are coming. You had France, Macaroni. He came out. And he was saying, we need to be prepared for a war. Europe needs to be prepared for a war. Well, the problem with this is that NATO is suffering from manpower issues. Nobody wants to be involved in these warmongering activities, which are basically being run by war criminals. No one wants to say that, but it's true. And so what are they going to do? Well, France is planning to position 2,000 French troops in the Ukraine itself. Now, where are they going to place them? From the maps, it looks like along the Ukrainian-Belarusian border. That says to me that there may be some kind of attack plan to enter Belarus and slice that up and take care of the northern flank in the Ukraine. The problem here is that Russia clearly says we're going to treat Belarusian territory as our own. So much so that we put nukes on Belarusian territory so that if you dare to invade, you could be on the receiving end of a few kilotons or at least a tactical nuke strike. So do they really want to play this game? Putin, I think it was Putin, or it could have been Medvedev or Lavrov, one of them. They said that if French troops come into the Ukraine, well, they're going to be the primary target of Russian attacks, which means they're going to level the place. This is not going to stop. They want this war, this Third World War, in the worst kind of way, because they're looking at the precipice. They being the West, the politicians and the financiers and all that. They want a one world currency, a one world government. And they truly believe that this could happen. But the problem is countries like Iran, North Korea, Russia, China, those countries, and now all across Africa, they stand in the way of the financial lockdown that the West wants across the planet. They want ultimate control. So what do? They need to start a war. They need a confrontation, reduce the population, control the population. And for some reason, they have moved massive amounts of men from the southern hemisphere to the northern hemisphere. And it's not just in the United States. Look at what's happening in Italy, Scotland, all across the EU. Why would they do something like that? Well, I just hinted at what the reason could be, and that is NATO's manpower issues. So what do you do? What do you do with all this? You then say, if you want to become a citizen, then you must serve in the military. And we will hopefully give you citizenship at the end of your tour. Now, we're not going to tell you where you're going to go. Could be Taiwan, could be in Africa, could be in the Ukraine, you name it. So this is what's going to be used to shore up NATO's manpower issue after the elections, assuming Joseph Biden wins, or whoever his replacement is. But you had Lindsey Graham coming around to everybody, and he told the press, I would hope that those eligible to serve in the Ukrainian military would join. I can't believe that the conscription age starts at 27. You're in a fight for your life, so you should be serving at 25, not 27. Not at 25 or 27, excuse me. So warmonger Lindsey Graham wants a full-on conscription in the Ukraine. He wants people to be conscripted at the ages of 18 and older. You've seen all of those videos at this point where you essentially have Azov Nazis going around Ukrainian cities and kidnapping men off the street from restaurants everywhere, throwing them into vans to get them to serve on the front lines, beating them up in some cases, tackling them. This is what's going on over there. And meanwhile, you have Zelensky, cross-dresser extraordinaire, who, by the way, somehow plays the piano with his penis, coming out and he's saying, well, you know what? Ukraine may be a dictatorship for the foreseeable future. It's the only way to really get things done in this country. This is not the glittering jewel of democracy in Eastern Europe, like all of the rhetoric coming from the Biden administration is claiming it is. It's nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. They're supporting neo-Nazi dictators in Eastern Europe, in the Ukraine. And they're dragging the world to a third world war because of it. Does this sound like the reality tunnel that we should be living in? No, it doesn't. It absolutely does not. And Lindsey Graham, oh, yes, we just need to have more people in there. And he even said that he spoke to Zelensky himself. I was very direct with President Zelensky. You can expect me to always be in your corner, and probably your shorts, but it's not unfair for me to ask you or other allies, pay us back down the road if you can, sweetie. That money's never coming back. Ever. Because they don't want the money back. They want the resources of the Ukraine. They want the breadbasket of the world to be there. They want the hard resources, the real resources. They don't want, oh, you're going to pay us back with fiat money. Yeah, okay. Who wants that garbage? Oh, I'm going to pay back the debt with more debt. Where's the gold? Where are the minerals? Where are the true resources of the country? The Black Rocks and the Vanguards, they want that. That's what's happening in that situation, and it will never change. Okay, real quick, two stories here, which is going to, I think, lead to the quote-unquote Summer of Love 2.0. Tyson Foods is being boycotted. They're in hot water because they're trying to implement a plan that they started in 2016, rumored to be, when they assumed Hillary Clinton was going to be president, but it didn't happen, obviously. They're laying off people in Iowa, Virginia, Arkansas, Indiana, and Missouri. They intend, according to the Daily Mail, because I've heard multiple numbers, but we'll go with the Daily Mail number. They intend to hire 84,000 illegal immigrants. The CEO of Tyson said that they're very, very, very loyal. Oh, okay. Well, when you have people that are living in destitution being offered jobs, yes, they are going to be loyal to some degree because they need to survive at some level beyond subsistence. So why would they want to hire those people in New York? Oh, this is the difference. So I saw a 42,000 number, right? The 42,000 number is for New York hires, okay? So that's what they intend to do. Tyson intends to hire 42,000 illegal immigrants in New York. Why would they want to hire that amount of people in New York? Well, it goes back to what I've said consistently. There's going to be a Summer of Love 2.0. There's going to be riots. There's going to be all sorts of garbage going on, particularly in Democrat cities. They're going to gin up all of the rhetoric, all of the violence that we saw back in 2020. Why? Because they want to show the world that Trump is a dangerous man. But the other part of this is what I've also said many times before. They want to rework the distribution of the House of Representatives, and they also, by default, rework the Electoral College. Now, why is that important? Well, the Electoral College determines who is going to be president. And if you alter that, then you're going to get a monumental calamity. You will have uniparty elections. In other words, there will be only one party in power in the United States for the foreseeable future, and that party is going to supposedly be the Democrat Party or some kind of rollover Republican that just does what the Democrats want him to do or her to do anyway. So in other words, World Economic Forum BS through and through. These companies, they don't care about American workers. They never did. It will never, ever, ever change. You're talking about class warfare here. These major companies, they don't want to hire Americans because Americans, for some reason, are demanding some kind of essentially a living wage. Hey, can I take my family on a vacation once a year? It doesn't have to be glamorous, but do I really need to spend $10,000 to go to Disney for a week? Can I save a little money? Can I put my kids through college? Doesn't seem like a big ask for the average American, but for corporations like Tyson, that's too much. So what do? They want to hire people at a much reduced cost. And then from the Epoch Times, once again, you've got another idiotic court case coming through saying that, well, non-citizens, in other words, illegal immigrants, are able to carry guns. Now, from the last time I checked, wouldn't that assume that those illegals or those people that want to carry firearms, they'd have to be citizens? Wouldn't that kind of imply here? Prosecutors charged Herberto Carbajal Flores. I can never say other people's names. If they're English, and even then I have problems. I mean, look at what I called the Supreme Court justice before. The illegal alien in 2020, after he was found in Chicago carrying a semi-automatic pistol, as opposed to what? A black powder, flintlock? Despite knowing he was an alien illegally and unlawfully in the U.S. And the district judge, Sharon Johnson Coleman, rejected two motions to dismiss, but the third motion, said, it is okay. And of course, Miss Coleman was appointed by Barack Obama. Of course, that's the case. So why on earth would we ever ever assume that they would stand up for Americans. This is why I'm telling you, they intend to do another Summer of Love 2.0, Summer of Love, when in 2016 they burned down all the cities and said, what fires? What riots? I don't see anything. Well, open your damn eyes, you stupid morons. How about that? If you have all of these men coming in, men, and I'm going to say men, right? And children, because there's a lot of child trafficking going on. God knows where those children are going. Maybe we should ask the Biden administration. They could probably help us out here. If you have all of those people coming across the border, they have no allegiance to the United States. They do have a loyalty to the Biden administration because they're the ones that are letting them across the border. They're the ones that are paying their way, footing the bill for hotel rooms and cash and food and healthcare. And whatever else, those people are going to be loyal to the Biden administration, the cartels that got them across the border, and don't think for a second that there isn't some sort of command structure and infrastructure going on here. Once these people get the word, then look out for the riots, because mark my words, that is going to happen this summer. And then you've got this court case that, yeah, they're allowed to have firearms. No big deal. No big deal. If they get the word to start rioting, to start looting, or God knows what else, and they have firearms, and it's all legal, and you've got these George Soros district attorneys and attorney generals saying, well, yeah, I don't see anything wrong with shooting people. Do you think for a second that this is going to be a smooth election cycle? You're looking at a calamity here. And hopefully, somebody sees the writing on the wall before I do and understands the stakes right now until Election Day. And I would even say until after Election Day, because you saw the Rasmussen polls that came out and said all of the Democrats, or at least the majority of them, are saying, well, we're going to refuse to certify the election if Donald Trump wins. I mean, that sounds like sour grapes to me, because back in 2020, oh, Trump, he's a fascist dictator worthy of Hitler himself because he refuses to certify the election results. No. This is a very, very important election. And I'm not sure how this is going to go, but we need to be aware, hyper aware. That's it for me. I'm done. I can't do any more of improv. I will be back probably tomorrow. You know what to do. Like me, find me, share me. Last Call Podcast with Chris Michaels.